The most effective people at work aren't working harder than everyone else. They're working smarter inside better systems. Superhuman Go from the makers of Grammarly is the AI chat that works inside every tool you already use. Always ready and already aware of what you're working on. It's a teammate whose only job is to help you be better at yours. With Go working with you, you can show off what you do best. See what Superhuman Go can do at superhuman.com. That's superhuman.com.
A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
GTEC has announced this morning a landmark European Commission natural hydrogen contract worth more than 1 million euros. One of the largest contracts in the company's history. It follows a strong start for the full year 2026 trading last week, and news that another European oil and gas supermajor has become a client. Joining me now to talk us through this momentum, the contract, and what it means for investors is Chris Jeps, the CEO of GTEC. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Now, it's clearly been a busy time for you and the team there at GTEC. Can you talk us through what's behind this recent run of success?
Yeah, I guess probably makes sense to go back 18 months or so when I was made CEO after having been in the business for some time. I was COO for 7 or 8 years. And on becoming CEO, I think I really decided that we needed to reset the business, both from a financial perspective and a strategic perspective. You know, on the finance side, we did unfortunately have to take some tough decisions on costs, and we also reorganized our sales team to manage them in a different way and kind of drive the team and improve our pipeline. And I think ultimately that led to us having a stronger team overall. And then strategically, we refocused more on our core propositions. So oil and gas, the mining sector, and also the emerging hydrogen sector. And really, in those sectors, what we do is we're the geoscience guys. We help people understand what's under the surface in terms of the rocks and the geology, and you know, what risks there might be in terms of their natural resources exploration. So I think what's behind the success, I think that reset, but also a lot of hard work, and you know, hopefully we're seeing it starting to pay off.
So would it be fair to describe GTEC today as a turnaround situation? And, you know, if so, if that is the case, then what evidence should shareholders be looking for to judge whether or not this turnaround is actually taking hold?
Sure. So, you know, last year was very much about the reset, as I say, controlling costs, driving revenues, refocus strategically. And, you know, that led to us delivering our first positive EBITDA for many years, certainly back since 2019. You know, GTEC had been a loss-making business for a long time. We buck that trend. This year, it's about continuing momentum, focusing on growth, but also keeping the cost discipline that we established last year. You know, so the evidence for that is H1, we were 15% up on the same period last year. Last year was more about single-digit growth. This year, we're double-digit growth. So, you know, a lot of the numbers are moving in the right direction. And I think, you know, the outlook's also looking more favorable. We've seen geopolitical changes really driving energy security to the top of the agenda. And we've also seen the recognition finally that reserve replacement rates are lower than companies were anticipating. So how quickly oil companies are finding new oil and gas fields to replace the ones that are producing, for example. And, you know, that has also driven exploration back to the top of the agenda for many of these oil and gas majors, and also starting to see shortages with things like copper and other critical minerals. So a lot of that stuff is, you know, driving market conditions back towards the things that GTEC does in terms of geologic interpretation for exploration.
Now, in a recent RNS, you said that GTEC now has 5 of the 6 global oil and gas supermajors as clients. With the greatest respect, Chris, you know, for a company GTEC's size, that's a pretty impressive customer base. I mean, A, how did you get through procurement with those? But what does that really tell us about the company? Are these clients because of your technology? Is it your commercial relevance? What is it?
I think firstly it speaks to the uniqueness and the quality of our offering, our data, our insight, the expertise of our staff. And having five of those six global super majors, we're really proud of our client list. That's only a small part of our client list. There's a very large client list of other very well-known large, medium, and small oil and gas mining and geothermal and hydrogen companies. And we have a lot of markets still to go after. There's the national oil companies as well, national energy companies, governments and regulators, and so on. But I think what those super majors see, obviously, they have a lot of money to invest, but they're still able to find money for the unique insight that GTEC provides them. And they use it, frankly, to underpin a lot of their thinking behind their exploration efforts. And I think it's worth noting that among those super majors, there's many that have been with us for, more than a decade, a really long time. And they've been great fans of GTEC's in a way. As the market continues to improve, hopefully we can focus on these majors and support them as they move more towards exploration and the rest of the market, of course. And that should be more good news for GTEC.
With your product base then, Chris, I mean, is there upselling opportunities then with those clients?
Sure. One of our key focus since I took over as CEO has been on ARR. So we really want to grow our ARR because that makes each year much, much easier if we can cover more and more of our cost base with ARR. And one of the key ways we can grow our ARR from our existing contracts is a bit of upsell, offering further modules, offering further products. That's certainly something we are working towards, and we have already delivered this year. In, I think it was March, we announced a renewal of one of our globe clients. It was actually a national energy company. And that contract had about a 28% uplift in the contract value, and that was all ARR. So yeah, absolutely, upsell alongside landing new logos very much part of our sales strategy.
Today's announcement is a sort of 1 million euro plus European Commission project. Talk us through the key takeaways for investors.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's important financially. Delivers recognized revenue for us this year and also next year. It bites off a chunk of our yet to find, which moves us towards our Cavendish forecast, if you like. I think it also shows that there's growing government level interest in energy security and sovereignty. With this European Commission project, every chance that other areas, other jurisdictions might look at that and follow suit. We've seen other large geoscience hydrogen studies done elsewhere in the world, in the US, for example. So there's potential repeatability. And I think it shows that people are starting to take hydrogen more seriously as a potential low carbon energy source. And GTEC, with our data, which is really, really fantastic for modeling potential natural hydrogen systems, is very much a market leader in this nascent sector. I think the fact that we can enter a competitive tender, with our partners for someone like the European Commission shows that we can compete with the big boys, if you like. These are very difficult projects to win. You have to be a serious player to win them. So it's a great feather in the cap for GTEC to be able to win this project. And ultimately, this win is something we've been working very hard towards, among lots of other opportunities we have. And we're really delighted that we've been able to land it. We've been able to land it and announce them. And we remain very positive about the outlook for GTEC in general. And this is a great evidence point for that.
Well, congratulations again, Chris. It's fantastic, especially to see a company like yours doing so well amongst the majors and great. So it's great to see it. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for having us.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
When she said, "I don't dance now, I make money moves," that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle. The greatest tracks are never finished.
they're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist, 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.